Never Trump Bill Kristol offers to help Joe Biden win amnesty. By Neil Monroe on December 17, 2020. Former Republican foreign policy hawk and Never Trump diehard Bill Kristol told Politico that he wants to help Democrats win a Capitol Hill battle over immigration. Never Trump Republicans are a small but potentially important part of the overall Biden governing coalition, Kristol said in December 17 article. If Biden tries to pass an immigration bill, for instance, they could help by touting provisions popular with Republicans and moderates. It could be ads. It could be private meetings. It could be talking to business leaders or to members of Congress, he said. Never Trumpers can help the Biden administration govern successfully. President-elect Joe Biden has announced he wants an amnesty for the population of at least 11 million illegal aliens. Once amnestied, the vast majority of the illegal aliens will vote for big government Democrats and against Kristol's goals of an aggressive foreign policy and high military spending. Yet Kristol and his backers have a long history of supporting mass migration, supposedly to help boost the United States military clout. In November 2018, Kristol posted a cheap labor plan for his new center think tank. Unauthorized immigrants living the U.S. should be brought out of the shadows. Kristol's report also suggested that employers be allowed to freely import workers, just as President George W. Bush sought with his 2004 Any Willing Worker plan that would have washed away Americans' ability to bargain for higher wages. Immigrants can currently obtain only permanent and temporary visas, with employers often forced to fill long-term positions with temporary workers who are really de facto permanent residents. A new provisional visa would align with current economic needs by creating visas for immigrants of all skill levels who have offers of employment. The provisional visa program would increase these employees' freedom by not tying them to their employers, and would enable them to eventually transition to lawful permanent residence. Provisional immigrants would be sponsored for three-year visas, but could change their employer after 1 year. They could apply for a second three-year visa, and afterward, could adjust to lawful permanent residence. In February 2017, Kristol, then the editor-at-large of the now-defunct Weekly Standard magazine, deemed Americans to be disposable and declared that population replacement would be best for national power. Look, to be totally honest, if things are so bad as you say with the white working class, don't you want to get new Americans in? I hope this thing isn't being videotaped or ever shown anywhere. Whatever tiny, pathetic future I have is going to totally collapse. You can make a case that America has been great because every, I think John Adams said this, basically if you're in free society, a capitalist society, after two or three generations of hard work everyone becomes kind of decadent, lazy, spoiled, whatever. Then, luckily, you have these waves of people coming in from Italy, Ireland, Russia, and now Mexico. During the campaign, Biden promised an amnesty, more skilled white-collar workers for the Fortune 500, plus more refugees to fill out low-wage jobs at retail stores and meatpacking plants. If implemented, these pro-corporate labor policies will prove extremely unpopular among voters, according to numerous polls. In 2020, President Donald Trump increased his vote total by offering a better deal for the back row, non-elite Americans, including whites, Latinos, and blacks, partly by reducing the inflow of blue-collar migrants. Those policies helped raise household median income by 7% in 2019. Overall, open-ended legal migration is praised by business and progressives partly because migrants' arrivals help transfer wealth from wage earners to stockholders. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states. Migration also allows investors and CEOs to skimp on labor-saving technology, sideline U.S. minorities, ignore disabled people, exploit stoop labor in the fields, shortchange labor in the cities, impose tight control and pay cuts on American professionals, corral technological innovation by minimizing the employment of American grads, undermine labor rights, and even get many progressive journalists to cheerlead for Wall Street's priorities.